All right, boys, some holiday libations to make your evening even more merry and bright. One gorilla grog and one hippopotamite.
Yes, this looks delicious.
Thank you so much. No problem. Can I get you anything else? Not at the moment. We'll wait until the others get here before we order that delicious-looking polar poo-poo platter special. Yeah, sounds good. Yeah, just let me know.
Will do. A toast to a wonderful year of park exploration and to another year of exploring the rich history, awesome stories, and fascinating details behind our favorite Disney attractions. Al? Al? Earth to Al.
Oh, yeah. Hey, cheers.
What's going on, Al? I never thought someone could wear such a glum face at Trader Sam's before. What's going on with you, pal?
Well, to be honest, this little backside of water Christmas party doesn't feel the same without Annie. You know, I can't stop thinking about last Christmas. I personally ruined her chance to see the snow on Main Street, and I was hoping this year I'd be able to make it up to her somehow. But now that she and Snack are somewhere back in 1964, there's no chance of helping her have the white Disney Christmas she always wanted.
That is tough, my friend. She really was a huge part of the show. There really is nothing we can do about it. I mean, the Imagineerians have been working around the clock to find a way to bring them back. Bending the fabric of time is a big ask, and it takes a ton of time. And that's if they can figure it all out. At this point, all we can do is wait and hope for a bit of Christmas miracle at this point.
I guess you're right, Freddy. I guess I just need to have a little hope. This season is all about hope, and I need to embrace that. You're right.
And speaking of hope, I hope those darn tiki birds aren't late for the party. I don't know how much longer I can wait for that polar poo-poo.
It's strange that they aren't here. I mean, their lateness would be no surprise if Jose was with them, since he always seems to sleep late. But since he's not joining us, I don't know where they are.
Wait, Jose isn't joining us?
No, remember? This is the first Christmas since Rosita came back, so they're spending the holidays at the Alani Resort in Hawaii with her family.
That's so right. Well, good for them. But with Jose gone, it does make me wonder why they're so late. Maybe we should give him a call.
Good idea. Okay, let me see if I can pull this off. I've been practicing. I even watched a couple of YouTube videos about this. Okay, here we go.
Not bad, Al. Your bird call skills are getting better every day.
Well, thank you, good sir.
Whoa! That was a prompt response.
Oh, no, but not a good one, Freddy.
Wait, why do you say that, Al?
Oh, hold on, maybe I didn't hear that again.
Well?
So I'm still rusty on my bird translations, but if I heard him correctly, it said that there's trouble at the Tiki Room.
Oh, no, Al, that doesn't sound good. We better go check it out.
Great idea, Freddy. Let's go.
And here you are, Dr. Sneck, a cup of my famous hot cocoa.
Oh, Andrea, this is a revelation. What is the secret to making this so delicious?
Caramel. Lots and lots of caramel. How's the tree coming along?
Just a few more pieces of tinsel, and we should see this thing all set up and ready to be lit. Here, hang this up over on the barren corner over there.
It really is amazing how much people loved their tinsel in the 60s. The Woolworth had about 65 different shades of silver alone.
I do have to say that you've without a doubt chosen the best shade of the silver, Andrea.
Thanks, Doctor. Man, look at us making the best of a bad situation.
What do you mean?
I mean, here we are, stuck in a time not our own, with no clue how to get back. But here we stand, hanging the tinsel nonetheless, with smiles on our faces and Christmas cheer in our hearts.
That is true enough. I cannot believe that even the great Dr. Zelinsky had no ideas for us.
But on the bright side, we got to visit some great places at the World's Fair. We even got to ride the original It's a Small World. Al simply won't believe it.
Well, that is if we ever get to see him again.
You can't think that way, Dr. Sneck. We'll make it back. There has to be a way.
Well, my dear, if there is a way, I simply do not know it. As a man of science, there is nothing more defeating than the feeling of being defeated by a problem as simple as this.
As simple as time travel?
Yes. Oh, Andrea, I'm sorry to explode like that. I'm just at a total loss as to what to do.
You'll think of something, Doctor. I know you will. Okay, in the meantime, we have a tree to decorate. This last piece should do it. There. Oh, wonderful. Okay, go ahead and hit the lights, Dr. Sneck.
And there.
Oh, Dr. Sneck, it looks beautiful.
It does indeed. But it's still missing one thing, Andrea. Voila.
The star? It's lovely.
Once I put this atop this magnificent Douglas fir, we will then move on to the gift exchange. Okay, steady now.
Be careful, Dr. Sneck. That tree is at least 15 feet tall.
Just a little further. Go!
Oh, Sneck!
Come on, Freddy. The tiki room is all the way across the jungle. It's gonna take forever to get there. I hope we aren't gonna be too late.
Al, look over there.
Ah, perfect jungle vines.
Our ticket to a speedy arrival to the tiki room.
Great idea. Let's do this.
Yeah! Oh, just look up ahead. The roof of the tiki room.
One last vine and...
Okay. Hey, from the look of the lanai, it looks like that tiki bird was pulling your leg when he said there was trouble. There's really nothing going on here. It looks just fine.
I hope you're right, Freddy. You know, let's head up the stairs and check it out a little bit further just to be safe.
See, Al? Just like I said, everything is fine. What happened to this place?
Well, if you ask me, it looks like there was either a massive luau or a massive tornado. Man, everything is torn to shreds.
And it looks like all the birds have flown the coop.
Oh, man, Freddy, I hope everyone's all right.
Do you hear that?
I do. It's coming from the shelf over there. Is that one of the tikis?
I think so. Oh, look, it's that corner tiki up on the shelf. Excuse me, Mr. Drumming Tiki, what happened here? I'm sorry, I didn't really catch that. What happened here? Okay, I'm sorry. I don't speak drum. Can you tell me with words what happened here?
Freddy, we're not going to get anywhere with the drummer. Oh, look over there.
A cluster of flowers. Maybe one of them will have an idea.
Excuse me, ma'am. Can you tell me what happened here?
I didn't really catch that. What happened here?
I'm sensing a pattern here.
What was that?
Over here.
Freddy, look over there. That bird of paradise, her stem is broken.
Oh, we gotta help her, Al.
It's too late for me.
Oh, don't be silly. Freddy, under that chair, there's an empty Dole Whip float cup. Grab it.
Oh, here you go, Al. What are you going to do with it?
Well, I'm going to take this straw and... there, a perfect straw splint.
Thank you. Thank you. I'm feeling so much better already.
Miss Paradise, can you tell us what happened here?
An act of villainy and carnage, that's what's happened here.
Wait, what do you mean?
It ain't a pretty story. You sure you can handle it?
Lay it on us.
Well, we had just finished the midnight show and we were getting ready to pack it in for the night when all of a sudden the doors were kicked open and two guys ran in, grabbed Fritz, Pierre, and Michael and started shoving them into a duffel bag.
No way.
Yes way. Well, us flowers take care of the birds and likewise. So the other birds start dive bombing these two kidnappers. The two stumble back into my planter and break my stem. Oh, but before they could get away, I was able to give them a hefty pick. But sadly, it wasn't enough to save Fritz, Pierre, and Michael.
Oh, that's awful.
It was indeed. But then you two showed up and were kind enough to save a broken old bird of paradise.
It's the least we could do. Do you happen to have any idea why they took the birds or where they were going?
That is something I can't help you with.
Well, I guess that's where this ends. Man, our trail goes cold before it even starts.
Well, maybe not.
What do you mean, Al?
I mean, look under that chair, Freddy.
Where? Oh, over there. It looks like that could be a satchel.
Oh, it looks like the strap was cut.
You must have cut it when you pecked the perp.
Oh, so it wasn't all for naught, I guess.
I guess not. Hey, what's in the bag, Freddy?
Just a couple Aloha shirts and some Bermuda shorts. And a map for the Aulani Resort.
Oh, look on the back there. It looks like it's a map of the buildings and the room numbers.
Hey, that room. Room 12501 is circled in red ink.
I've heard it's a nice place. Jose wouldn't stop squawking about it once he and Rosita booked their trip.
Oh no, Freddy. Do you know what this means?
They're heading to the Aulani to get Jose.
We gotta get there and stop them from another bird napping.
Well, what are we waiting for? Let's get going.
Hey, thanks for the help, Miss Bird or Flower.
Stop your clucking and save those birds. Come on, Dr. Sneck, wake up! Oh, what should I do? Think, Annie. Oh, I know. This gingerbread cookie should do the trick. Okay, Dr. Sneck, smell this delicious Christmas cookie.
Gingerbread.
That's right. Smell the cookie.
That smell. My mother, that smell reminds me of the key!
You're awake! Oh, gosh, you gave me quite the Christmas scare, Doctor.
Never in 1,000 years did I think it would be that easy.
Well, yeah, it's pretty easy to fall off a ladder, Dr. Sneck.
Oh, no, not that, Annie. The answer to the problem.
Answer? Dr. Sneck, I'm really confused.
The problem of time travel, Andrea.
Wait, don't play games with me, Doctor.
I would never, Annie, especially not with something like this.
Well, how did you figure it out?
As the fall must have jarred the answer loose from somewhere deep in my subconscious. But in the end, it doesn't matter in which corner of my mind it was hiding. What matters is that we are going home. I must begin my work. To the lab!
Don't forget your coat.
Oh, I wish this elevator would move faster.
Patience, Al.
I mean, you'd think with how nice the Aulani Resort is, they'd have faster elevators.
These elevators are plenty fast. We just have a long way to ride to get to the 12th floor of this tower.
Oh, I just hope we're not too late. Okay, room 12501. Right there. Freddy, the door's been broken in.
Let's go, Al.
Jose? Rosita?
Over here!
Rosita, are you okay?
The window! They jumped out the window!
Look, Freddy, a zipline! They're getting away!
Not if we have anything to do with it. Here, Al.
A hangar?
Got any better ideas about how to catch them?
Wait, you don't mean we're going out the window, too?
What better way to see the resort? On the count of three. One, two, three! Oof! Oh, I thought sand would be softer than that.
Yeah, me too. Oh, look, there they go.
They're running towards the shoreline. Why would they do that? They're trapped.
Not quite. Look.
Oh, wow, there's two other guys riding up on jet skis. They're making a getaway on jet skis. Points for style, but...
Come on, Freddy, we can't give up now.
But they have jet skis.
And we have this.
Okay, wait, Al, where did you get a windsurf board?
I borrowed it. Now, let's go.
Do you even know how to use one?
Freddy, there's a lot you don't know about me. Now, climb on behind me. And here we go!
Wow, Al, you're actually really good at this.
What can I say? Camp Wanake windsurf champ 5 years in a row.
Good to know. Hey, champ, can't this thing go any faster? They're getting away.
Can this thing go any faster? Freddy, put your head down and hold on.
It's working! We're really gaining on them!
Freddy, if I was a betting man, I'd guess Jose was inside that henchman's backpack. I'm gonna pull up alongside him, and you grab him. And now!
Hey, what are you doing? Let go!
I can't get a hold of it. Get it closer, Al.
Hold on, Freddy.
I said cool it.
Give us Jose!
Not a chance. Take this instead.
Oh, watch the backside of the jet ski, Al. He's trying to sweep your board.
Hang on. We're losing it. We're losing it.
Al, watch for that rogue wake ahead.
Brace yourself, Freddy. Oh, I'm sorry, Freddy.
Ugh. Al, there was nothing you could do. That wake from the other henchman's jet ski was too much for even the best windsurfer to handle.
Oh, but they have Jose now. The trail has gone cold again.
Maybe not. Come on, let's swim back to the shore.
I'm still in a state of complete and utter disbelief that the solution was so simple.
What is the solution after all?
You see, Andrea, I simply forgot to account for the velocity of the quark's inner nucleus rotation in relationship to the circumference of the free-floating graviton coefficient when divided by the Schofield constant. So elementary.
Oh, it was only that?
Precisely. We must have been drinking too much eggnog or something.
And you're sure this will transport us back to the present time?
It will indeed. Either that or will turn us into two piles of gelatinous genetic sequencing.
What?
Oh, nothing, Annie, nothing. Now, with the turn of this little dial, we will be ready to embark. Eureka! It works!
You're surprised?
Wonderful. All right, Annie, go step on the black X over by the floor there, and I'll set the timer.
Can you believe it, Dr. Snick? We're going home. It's a Christmas miracle.
And that should do it. All right, the transference will begin in 5, 4, 3, 2, 1. Hold tight, Annie. This will only hurt extremely badly for just a moment.
Wait, what? You didn't say anything about Pam?
Well, here's your mocha chocolata macadamia hot cocoa, Rosita. These always help me calm my nerves.
Aw, thank you, Mr. Martin.
Oh, please. Call me Freddy.
Oh, Thank you, Freddy.
So you said those two toughs never said why they were taking Jose?
Not that I remember.
Do you remember if they said anything about where they were taking him?
Not that I recall. Though one of those ruffians did say something about not being late for a meeting at the Contemporary Lobby.
Contemporary Lobby? Lobby?
Like a hotel lobby?
Oh, Freddy, what's the name of the hotel lobby here at the Alani?
I'm not sure. I doubt it's called the Contemporary.
Wait!
Al, you don't think they're...
going to Orlando, but why?
Let's examine the facts. The thieves have been going to the tropical resorts related to Disney.
So maybe they're doing something at the Polynesian?
Doubtful. Remember, they've only visited places where tiki birds have been and stealing them. There aren't any tiki birds at the Polynesian resort.
But there are tiki birds at the Magic Kingdom. Freddy, do you think...
They're going to steal the birds from the Orlando Tiki Room as well. There's only one way to find out. We need to get on the first flight to Orlando. Let's get going, Al.
Good luck, boys, and bring back my Jose, please.
All right, Al. Park's closed. Let's head into the Tiki Room and get some answers.
Not gonna lie, Freddy. I'm worried about what we're gonna find behind those Tiki Room doors.
Well, let's not wait any longer. Open them up.
Freddy, this wasn't quite what I was expecting.
Me neither.
Oh, over there. It's Marcos. He'll have some answers for us.
Marcos?
Yeah, Jose's cousin. He plays Jose down here at the Magic Kingdom Tiki Room.
Oh, that makes sense, I guess.
Marcos. Hey, Marcos.
Ah, Alex. Long time no see, my friend.
It's great to see you too, Marcos.
Ha, so glad you could make it to the Holiday Luau. Can I get you a festive dole nog?
Nah, no thanks, friend. I'm afraid our visit isn't for the party.
Then what brings you to our fine room here tonight?
Well, Freddy and I... Oh, this is Freddy Martin, by the way.
Nice to meet you, Marcos. Love your work.
Ah, pleased to meet you as well, Mr. Martin.
So anyway, we came here because all four tiki birds from Anaheim have been kidnapped, and we have really good reason to believe they're coming here for you guys, too.
Now that's hilarious, Alex. Good one. I've always loved a good holiday laugh, you know. Laughter truly is the best gift a bird can receive.
I wish this was a joke, Marcos.
Oh, Alex, there's simply no way. I mean, how could they?
Ho, ho, ho!
Hey, Claude, that was funny.
Thanks, Louie, but don't forget we got a job to do. The bosses are waiting out the chopper.
Now do you believe me, Marcos?
My apologies, my friend.
Okay, nobody move and no one gets hurt. We're just here for them parrots. The bosses don't want nothing other than them, so the rest of you is safe.
No one is going anywhere.
Yeah.
Hey, where'd you two come from? I thought we lost you in Hawaii.
We don't give up easily.
I'll say. Let's get him. There, those cuffs ought to hold just for a while.
You two won't get away with this.
Louie, Claude, what is taking so long?
We were waiting in the chopper so long that I began to molt. Wow, what a shindig.
Zazu!
Iago?
So you're the two behind this whole thing?
Well, if it wasn't the two buffoons who have been trying to foil us at every turn.
What are you two up to? Why are you stealing all the tiki birds?
As if we'd tell you, you two imbeciles!
Iago, please. The gentleman asked a reasonable question, so I will give him a reasonable answer. You see, gentlemen, under the new management of Iago and myself, the Tiki Room thrived for 13 glorious years.
Thrived? That's not how I would describe it.
Yeah, I'm with Freddy on this one. Didn't people quickly begin to dislike this supposed update you guys brought to the show?
We were simply misunderstood, ahead of our time.
Birds without honor in our own tiki room!
Ahead of your time? Did you actually ever watch the show, Zazu? It was really, really...
terrible, awful, horrible, a waste of time.
Well, I wasn't gonna say it like that.
You don't have to. Everybody else did. Do you think we didn't hear the jeers and insults hurled at us from those who watch the show day in and day out?
Let me tell you, some of the things people would say about the show would make even Jafar blush.
Well, if people hated it so much, why didn't you change things? I mean, you guys were the managers, after all.
Well, that was the plan. For 6 years straight, I spent every night agonizing over an entire revamp of the show. It would be a spectacular blend of aerial ballet, aeronautics, and symphonic bliss guaranteed to charm, delight, and amaze all who gazed upon it.
That actually sounds like it could be a great show, but what happened to it?
Well, you see, that bumbling dunderhead over there decided to cook a bowl of chili over an open flame in the attic.
To this day, that chili was the best chili I ever had!
I hope it was, because it cost us our jobs and our future.
What do you mean?
Well, you see, Iago's little flame got a little out of hand and started a fire in the tiki room attic. Thankfully, no humans were injured, but it was the last feather between us and Disney management. They fired us on the spot.
Done! Kaput! History!
From their perspective, they saw the fire as a chance to start over, but this time without our involvement. I never got the chance to pitch my grand idea. The idea that would bring Iago and I redemption in both the eyes of the Disney execs and fans alike. But after many years of roosting, I devised a plan.
It really is a great plan!
Since the Disney executives refused to hear our new idea for the Tiki Room, we would simply be forced to show it to them instead.
What do you mean?
I mean, we would take over the Tiki Room on both coasts by force, and surprise guests on Christmas morning with our brand new Tiki Extravaganza. But before we could do that...
the stars of the current show needed to go!
Zazu, do you know how crazy that idea sounds?
Yeah, you guys aren't gonna get away with this.
Louis, Claude, bring in the bird cages.
Jose, Pierre,
Michael, Fritz,
Marcos, Gerard, Elmer, and Patrick, won't you join your West Coast counterparts in their cages?
Wait!
Oh, what is it now?
I have one last request.
No way!
Iago, please!
Go on. Okay, so you guys are so smart and have thought this entire plan through. I realize now there's simply no way we're gonna foil you.
That's true.
But these birds are our friends. This show is one of our most beloved shows. It's gonna be hard to say goodbye to it. Can you give us one last night to throw a rockin' holiday tiki party to celebrate and honor the current show before it disappears forever?
Ow.
Trust me, Freddy.
All right, then. I suppose there's no harm in one last party before we draw the final curtain on the show. But let it be known, the executives will see our show tomorrow morning, whether you like it or not.
That's fair.
Louis, start that holiday music. Now, everyone, commence partying.
You heard him! Get to partying!
Al, what are you doing?
Freddy, what happens every time the party gets too wild in the Tiki Room?
I spill my Dole Whip float?
No, Freddy, a storm!
Oh, yes!
If we get this group to party, it'll trigger a giant storm that'll distract our captors just enough for us to get free and save the birds.
But how are we supposed to get this party started? Everyone is so depressed.
Leave it to me. Marcos, can you bring over that karaoke machine?
now. Come on, you know the words. Guys.
Al, it isn't working.
Man, this plan really isn't working.
You're right, Annie.
Annie? Annie!
Hi, Freddy.
But you're here. How?
Yeah, it's a long story, and I'm happy to tell you over a mug of Dolnog, but first we need to save the Tiki Room.
I'm all ears.
Over there, behind the bamboo door, is the manual switch for starting the storm sequence in here. I'm going to sneak over there and flip the switch. When I do, you are going to shove Iago and Zazu into those empty cages over there by the enchanted fountain. See? Can you do that for me?
I would, but I'm a little tied up at the moment.
Oh, that's right, Moke. Let me help you out.
Annie, is that a poker from a pineapple husk?
It sure is. It also makes for a great lockpick. There. Now let's get this storm started.
Oh, hey, Annie.
Yeah?
It's so great to have you back.
It's great to be back. Now let's do this.
Okay, she's got her hand on the switch, and now.
It worked! My brilliant plan worked! Of course it worked, I never doubted it. What's happening? Louis, Claude, where are you? Yeah?
You and your little red friend are coming with me.
Claude! Lou!
Into the cages with you. You two won't be going anywhere.
A little help over here.
Oh, that's right, Annie. We need to get Jose, Fritz, Michael, and Pierre out of their cages.
Octolima, thank you for your help.
Be free, my friends.
Not so fast. Louis, Claude, take care of these two and get us out of here.
Okay, boss.
Not so fast. Birds, get into formation.
Dude, come on, them birds' beaks look pretty sharp.
Duh, you're right, Louie.
Ah, on my mark, attack!
Oh, hoo-ya,
and stay out.
The Tiki Room is saved.
All right, boys, take these jailbirds away.
Ah, just a moment, officers. May I have a word with these birds?
Sure thing.
Come to rub it in, Marcos. Your show will again go on, and I am again humiliated.
I have no intention of rubbing anything in, Zazu. Though your plan was a little...
extreme. Trust me, I know. I just saw no other way to get my point across.
Well, regardless of what you've done, it's Christmas. A time for second chances. A time to shed past transgressions and move forward into something new. As someone new.
That has been my dream for many years.
Okay, how about this then? Once the dust settles, we'd like to have you come pitch all of us birds, your idea for this new show of yours.
Really? Even after all of this hullabaloo?
Even after all this hullabaloo. What do you say?
I don't know what to say.
Say yes, Featherhead!
Well, yes, I do suppose I would like that very much.
It's settled then.
All right, let's go.
And Marcos.
Yes?
Merry Christmas.
Merry Christmas, Zazu.
So, let me get this straight. After you and Snack returned back from the past, you showed up at Trader Sam's wanting to surprise us, only to find that we'd embarked on a Christmas caper of epic proportions?
Which then, in turn, led you on an adventure of your own to try to find us?
Which then led me to the Tiki Room in Orlando, where I walked in to see Al on stage, singing his heart out.
You have to admit, that whole starting a party until the storm erupted was actually a pretty smart plan, and it worked perfectly.
Well,
what? It worked, didn't it?
Should we tell him, Annie?
Nah. What matters in the end is that we're together again for Christmas, guys.
Annie, it's so great to have you back. We've missed you so much.
Oh, I missed you too, guys. I can't wait to explore the rest of Disneyland with you, Al.
And oh, do we have yet so much more to explore.
Hooray!
Well, on that note, my work is done here.
Wait, what are you talking about, Freddy?
Well, I said that I'd fill in while Annie was gone. So now that she's back, I guess it's time for me to mosey off into the sunset.
Seriously, Freddy? Don't be crazy.
Yeah, you're officially a member of the Backside of Water family. You can't leave now.
Well, you know, they say three's a crowd.
Not here they don't. With this podcast, three's company. Come on, Freddy, we need you.
She's right, man. What do you say? You want to be a full-time host here on the show with us?
Well, to that I say, I guess, I'm all in.
Woo! Awesome. This is truly the best Christmas gift I could have asked for.
You know, there's really only one other thing that could make this very moment even better.
Yeah, what's that, Al?
Right here, a round of Dole Nogs.
Nice.
All right. A toast to saving the Tiki Room.
To reuniting with old friends.
And to sharing delicious holiday treats like this Dole Nog with the ones we hold dear. Cheers, everybody.
Cheers.
Cheers.
Cheers. Cheers to you.
Cheers.
Happy holidays, guys.
Happy holidays,
Freddy. Happy holidays, Freddy.
Now, guys, what do you say we kick this tiki party back up and celebrate the right way? Hit it, Annie.
Oh, there's no place like home for the holidays. 'Cause no matter how far away you roam, when you find for the sunshine of a friendly day, for the holidays you can't beat home, sweet home. I met a man who lives in Tennessee, and he was heading for Pennsylvania and some homemade pumpkin pie. From Pennsylvania, folks are traveling down to Dixie's sunny shore. From Atlantic to Pacific, gee, the traffic is terrific. Oh, there's no place like home for the holidays. 'Cause no matter how far away you roam, if you want to be happy in a million ways, for the holidays you can't beat home, sweet home. Oh, there's no place like home for the holidays. When you find for the sunshine of a friendly day, I met a man who lives in Tennessee, and he was heading for Pennsylvania and some homemade pumpkin pie. From Pennsylvania, folks are traveling down to Dixie's sunny shore. From Atlantic to Pacific, gee, the traffic is terrific. Oh, there's no place like home for the holidays.
'Cause no matter how far away you roam.
From all of us at the Backside of Water,
thank you for a wonderful year exploring the wonders of Disneyland with us.
We wish you and yours a very happy holiday.